Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
This, you start layering this on what the FBI was doing, and wow. Yesterday, we found out that there was something called Arctic Frost, where the FBI spied on 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups and Republican-linked individuals. One of the groups was Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. So the FBI is busying itself. While Director Wray is going before Congress and saying this is the worst threat environment he's ever seen, worse than 9/11, they're busying themselves surveilling 92 Republican groups, including Charlie Kirk, who, as we know, is very dangerous. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that on Blue Sky. This is what they were doing with their time. And when you listen, when you look at the groups they were spying on, one of them is the Republican Attorney General's Association. You know, dangerous terrorists like Alan Wilson.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, him. Him. So attorneys general, you know, like elected attorneys general of Republican states.
Yes.
Their group.
Folks that were elected by a Democratic vote.
Right, yes, them.
Real democracy, if we actually had that.
Yep, terrorist. Operation Arctic Frost. What was the predicate of it? Well, you know, they're arguing the election was stolen. You mean like you guys did in 2016? Like that? Yeah, like that. And they needed to see, Lee, what court filings they might do. Isn't that legal, though? You object to an election, you...
Yeah, it is. Especially since it's a court filing.
Right. Okay. Let me tell you what's going on here. All right. Let's put it all together. One of the biggest bombshells in recent weeks, and our side really missed the ball on this, was what has come out from Senator Charles Grassley about the 19,000 fake licenses that we caught at Chicago O'Hare. Actually, Border Patrol and Customs caught them. They were being sent in by the Chinese Communist Party, and they had stolen the identities of people on TikTok, and they were using them for fake absentee ballots. There were 19,000 licenses, indistinguishable from the real thing, by the way. They were very, very good fakes. At the same time, they had whistleblowers going to the FBI saying, listen, China is committing massive election fraud. They are helping to fake a lot of absentee ballots in the swing states. They're shipping these licenses in, and gosh darn, we caught 19,000 of them coming through Chicago O'Hare. Just one tranche, by the way. What did the FBI do? Oh, they scrubbed all evidence they'd even talked to a whistleblower off their servers? Closed the file and destroyed it? Huh. That's weird. So they didn't investigate that evidence of election tampering, did they? Wouldn't that be like denial of election fraud? Yeah. So they not only didn't tell anyone, didn't brief the Senate, hid it from the Senate, but destroyed all evidence of crimes that they had acquired without pursuing those crimes? Yeah. But at the same time, they were running Arctic Frost to spy on 92 Republican targets because Donald Trump said the election was stolen? Yeah, that's what they were doing. Okay, let me tell you what's really going on here. Number one, they needed a way to spy on the whole Republican apparatus. That always helps Democrats when you can tell what's coming next because they're in your email. They're in your voicemail. They're in, because that's what these warrants did. I mean, you could listen to everybody. This 92 Republican groups, Lee, this is the entire ecosystem of the Republican Party. So they had us under surveillance. Why were they watching? Well, number one, it helps you politically to know what your opponents are going to do next. And the FBI is always trying to help Democrats win, or at least it was before. I don't know if we've conquered it again. Maybe we have, maybe we haven't. I'm not sure. But what were they really doing? They wanted to see if we'd figure it out. They wanted to see if we got close to the words absentee ballot fraud. You know the words. They had the Department of Homeland Security and CISA created a program that they then unleashed on social media so they could track anyone using those specific words, absentee ballot fraud, and censor them automatically. By the way, your taxpayer dollars paid for the creation of that program in July of 2020. Somehow they knew they need it by November of 2020. All of this has been on my Battleground America podcast with links, and we've covered it on the show. So that's just what the FBI was up to, just so we're clear. While they were spying on us, because we're dangerous? Because we questioned an election that it turns out we darn well Skippy should have questioned. We should have questioned it a lot more than we did. Yeah, they were spying on us. All of this came out yesterday. Now, here's where it gets wild, Lee, because another side of this came out. At the same time, Senator Charles Grassley yesterday unleashed that there's more. It wasn't just who they were looking into, Alan Wilson, the terrorist, and our attorney general here in South Carolina. Apparently, I'm obviously joking because they're so absurd, these people. You can't get a more milquetoast guy than that. He's not scary. It wasn't just who they were looking into. It's what they failed to follow up on. That was the Clinton Annex, which, remember, they classified. So if you find evidence Hillary has committed crimes, what do you do? Well, you classify the whole thing and just say it's classified. The Clinton Annex, remember, showed, and this is so Grassley's talking about this yesterday, showed that the Comey FBI had the evidence necessary to complete the Clinton investigation and prosecute her for handling classified information in a felonious way again and 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 again. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. Document after document after document after document after document. She stole them. I mean, she's only allowed to view them in the skiff. She walked off with them when she wasn't forwarding them to herself over an unsecure server. And the FBI, we now know, found the proof she did it all in the Clinton Annex. And that the Clinton campaign had committed felonies and misdemeanors in falsely tying Trump to Russia. So what did they do? Classified it, buried the information of actual crimes to go after the 92 Republican organizations, including Charlie Kirk's, and spy on us. And I think just to make sure we weren't figuring the election situation out, figuring the Chinese angle on it out and coming after them. I think they knew what they did and they needed to keep an eye on us. But they also, like I said, wanted the political advantage of knowing what we were doing at all times. And if you spy on 92 of these organizations, then you've got that. No charges, by the way, because nobody was doing anything illegal. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Once again, this is the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy.
Yep.
This is the very thing that Republicans on Capitol Hill are accusing Democrats of, and there's plenty of evidence to support that.
Now, the good news is, against all odds, we won. And so we get to find out what they did now and who they are and hopefully expose them to the American people for who they are. Because God forbid these people ever get power again at a presidential level. I mean, it's just, it's unfathomable. And when you consider Charlie Kirk's group, Turning Point USA, think about this for a minute, with no what's called criminal predicate. In other words, no evidence of a crime. The basics of the U.S. criminal system, which I covered and sat in court for many years and revere and know how it works. In order to get a warrant, you have to produce evidence of a crime for the judge. That's the most basic foundation of our criminal justice system. Happens every day right here in Greenville in our courts. They had no evidence of Charlie Kirk's crimes, no evidence of Turning Point USA's crimes, just a vague allegation that Republicans were saying that the election was stolen and that was enough, and they went and spied on them all while covering up Hillary Clinton's actual crimes. And by the way, Hunter and Joe Biden's actual crimes. By the way, you know, one of the documents that came out yesterday, and I can't wait to see for the interpretation of this, for the first time, Lee, names, it was one of those declassified by Grassley yesterday, Senator Grassley, names Joe Biden directly as a participant in the crime, along with Hunter Biden. So that's interesting.
To the surprise of no one on this show.
Yeah, but. Jay Biden and H. Biden right in there. Who was involved in the crime? No, Vladimir Putin and one of his oligarchs. They opened a gas company together, but they removed themselves about two steps from Putin, moved $100 million, bribery money. 12 of the entities involved in it, and it's a cooperative that ultimately gets to a Russian gas company via a Russian oligarch. 12 entities in Rosemont Seneca moved the money. And Joe Biden is actually named as one of the criminal entities. They kept it secret, by the way. We've never seen it before. They hid it. They classified it. That's what you do when Democrats commit crimes, Lee. We're finding that out now. You just classify it. Yep. It goes away.
That way, if anybody talks about it, then it's a, you know, national security threat.
Yes. If you leak it, if you're like, oh my gosh, look at these crimes here. Look who, this is the irony of it, look who was actually colluding with Putin to the tune of over $100 million. That's in these documents. Oh, that was a Biden family, Joe Biden specifically. Oh, let's just classify that. That way, if anybody talks of it, we can send them to prison. Honestly, some days I went like, what is the difference between here and Venezuela? I'll tell you, we don't have the knock on our door in the middle of the night yet. We don't have it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah. Well, Luigi Mangione is one step closer to what the left on Blue Sky is calling justice. Him getting out, you know, a couple of years while he's still young so they can date him. Folks, the headline yesterday out in New York was that the terrorism-related charges against Luigi Mangione, the killer of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, the terrorism charges were dropped. Now, see, here's the problem with that. The first-degree murder charges were tied to the terrorism charges. So that's gone now. Wait. And it's very clever what this liberal judge did. Okay, this is another one of these wink, wink, nod, nods yesterday. They had to get rid of the first-degree murder charge. So they dropped the terror charges it was tied to, effectively yanking the first-degree murder charge. And you watch what the media is doing. They're very smart here, how they're reporting this. Oh, terrorism charge is gone. Okay, and what? Well, and the first-degree murder charge. So what's left? Second degree. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a record, does he? No. And this is New York. Uh-huh. So now we're on a second-degree murder charge. See what's going on here? Folks, I've warned about this for a very, very long time, and I'm going to tell you what's coming in the Luigi Mangione case. These judges know what to do. They're Democrats. They don't want the mob outside their house. They know what to do. Inch by inch by inch by inch, this guy's going to walk out the door. And you can't do it all at once in one day. They're going to have to let him out gradually. It'd be very gradual. So what are they doing here? Well, now we're on second-degree murder charges. They're going to end up giving the jury an option of lower charges. If you've ever seen second-degree murder, sounds very serious, but as a person who was a crime reporter for very long, I'm here to tell you, if you do not have a criminal record and it's second-degree murder you're convicted of, and they offer you a lesser charge option, which I'm telling you they will, because second-degree category, there's a lot of lesser charge options, and you don't have a previous record, this guy ain't going to do 10 years in prison. You wait. Just wait. If he even does that, there's a good chance the jury will nullify the whole thing. And if you don't think that this morning, go on Blue Sky and watch. I can't find a negative post on this. And I'll tell you how to do it if you're not social media savvy. You go on Blue Sky, which is the liberal alternative to Twitter. And to see those, you've got to click Luigi Mangione. In other words, you've got to click the trend button and everything will pop up. Luigi Mangione being paroled in time to be a handsome, active, gray-haired older man in a Cialis ad. Justice shifts in the Luigi Mangione case. Charges dismissed. Arguments over evidence. What about justice for the voiceless? In other words, they're saying those he was standing up for. Next one's a woman, and she's posted a video about how he's so hot they won't be able to find any women to serve on the jury because they are all in love with him. Next post from sex work historian talking about how it's not fair that Luigi Mangione is getting away with it, as he should be, but if he were trans, radicalized woman, femme person, or sex worker, we'd be seeing a different story right now. Just saying, in other words, what she's saying is it's not fair that Tyler Robinson is facing the death penalty. On and on and on we go. Next one. The best photo of Luigi Mangione is always the next one. Dude makes love to photographic equipment. And I can't read that. It's profane. Daguerre and others invented the camera so the lens could find this man. Next one up there. Next one. Luigi Mangione scored a major legal victory on Tuesday. The ruling's already circulating on Blue Sky under hashtag free Luigi. Folks, you know what I can't find here? I can't find anything negative. This is fanning, stanning. They call it stanning. Next one. All right, guys, it's time to shift gears. Tyler Robinson did not kill Charlie Kirk in the same way Luigi Mangione did not kill Brian Thompson. And that's what a lot of the pushes this morning, saying, hey, you know, Luigi's now looking at second degree murder. They're going to keep busting this down. By the time they're done, it's going to be manslaughter. He's going to do, I'm telling you, he will not do 10 years in prison. And that's if the jury, if they don't hang the jury, nullify the jury. By the way, that's trending too. The nullification of the jury. They're incredible, just so excited. Here's another one, just Luigi Mangione. It's a girl going nuts. She loves him. Next one. Guess who isn't a terrorist? Luigi Mangione. I'm just reading them in order so you can see. Why am I taking the time to do this morning? I want you to understand and see the bloodlust. The assassin culture on the left. And believe me, they're gearing it up for Tyler Robinson too. They just got to get the story straight. Here's their best shot this morning. I can't play this enough. They brought Montel Williams in on CNN to assure us that Tyler Robinson is just a child who was in love. And when you're a child in love, even though you're 22, when you're a child in love, that first love, we all remember what that was like. Somebody insults the person you love. And then you look and you find it was a conservative. There's nothing you can do but kill them.
Talking about a love-torn child. Talking about a love-torn child. A kid. This is probably his first real relationship. And somebody was disparaging the person that he loved.
Oh.
He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally.
Ah, that's brilliant. Justifies the killing, keeps the assassination culture in place, justifies the idea that, yes, sometimes you can kill right-wingers. Sometimes. I mean, we don't want to kill you guys all the time. Just like sometimes is the new norm. And on top of all that, that wasn't because of left-wing politics. No, that wasn't because we called you guys a Nazi 99 times. That wasn't because we called you guys fascists and told people we were living through a fascist takeover of America. No. It was love. And who can argue with love? Nobody can argue with love. Everybody loves love. Oh my gosh, folks. That is crazy, 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 crazy. Meanwhile, coming up in the next segment, nobody nails better what is going on here than FBI Supervisory Agent James Giancarlo. I'm going to play that next. And also read your text to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time to call him what he really was. Because of what he died doing, Charlie Kirk is a civil rights icon. Charlie Kirk was a civil rights leader that was martyred standing up for civil rights. And it is time that our side declares that and stands on that and claims that territory. These so-called civil rights leaders that have been around for the last 30 years are jokes. They're money hustlers, they're dividers, and they have nothing to do with civil rights. Martin Luther King was a civil rights leader. Martin Luther King was that man. RFK Jr. could even be called a civil rights leader. JFK could be called a civil rights leader. They led the way. Everyone else was just playing it for cash and for power, and I'm sick of it. Charlie Kirk died standing up and trying to show people how to exercise your civil right in a civilized manner, and they gunned him down because of it. It's time to start calling him Charlie Kirk, the civil rights leader.
Absolutely. Charlie Kirk, the civil rights leader. By the way, that is a top 10 trending story right now. Folks debating whether we should call him a civil rights leader. Meanwhile, FBI supervisory agent talking about what is really going on here. Yesterday, talking points were dispatched from Democrat Central. You could tell because it was the same thing across two networks. ABC News reporter Matt Gutman drew the short straw and was chosen for the first round. This, the murder of Charlie Kirk, is actually a love story. What? No, it's a love story. Because there were very loving, a bit beautiful texts between the assassin and his furry transgender boyfriend, in which he said, I only want to protect you. Robinson wrote, I am still okay, my love, but I am stuck in Orem for a little while longer. Roommate, you weren't the one who did it, right? Oh, I am. I'm sorry, he says. Then he says he may had to. I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out, he says. I mean, it's good. He disagreed with me. He had to die. Makes sense. He goes on to say how much he loves his boyfriend, the furry, and just wants to protect him. And that right there, that's not murder. According to ABC, no. That's a beautiful love story.
It was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case.
Jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk? No, he murdered him. He murdered him. You can tell these talking points were given to Matt Gutman to deliver because two segments later, he was at it again.
And then those text messages, and I don't think I've ever experienced a press conference in which we've read text messages that are, A, so fulsome, so robust, so apparently, allegedly self-incriminating, and yet, on the other hand, so touching.
Touching.
Right? With the suspect reaching out to his roommate, who is his, allegedly his boyfriend, who we understand, identified as male at birth, now identifies as female. And the terminology he used, he was trying to protect him. He kept calling him my love. My reason for doing this is to protect you, but also asking him to delete the messages and not speak to law enforcement. So there's this heartbreaking duality that we're seeing very tragically playing out.
No. Okay, there's a massive lie in there. Aside from the fact that that is absolutely disgusting. My reason for doing this is to protect you. No, that's a lie, Matt. That's not what those texts say. It creates the impression on impressionable sheep-like liberal minds, oh, his reason for killing Charlie Kirk was to protect his first love. No. The text said my reason for not telling you I was going to kill Charlie Kirk is to protect you. He didn't say he killed Charlie Kirk to protect his lover. That's not what he said. Well, Matt Gutman flubbed it bigly, you could see. I mean, he set the internet on fire with people literally laughing in his face. So a few hours later, they dispatched. And folks, of all the audio I've cut here, I've got over 10,000 clips. This is top 10. Most outrageous, most insane, just most jaw-dropping. They brought in Montel Williams. You know Montel Williams. He's done the talk shows, a lot of credibility for a very long time, to diagnose the situation. And he came up with not murder, but love. First love. You remember your first love. I mean, you would have killed for them. And Charlie Kirk was standing in the way, so he had to die.
Talking about a love-torn child, a kid. This is probably his first real relationship. And somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally.
Ah, so that is brilliant, 26 seconds. No, there was no political motivation here. No. Just because he wrote fascist on the bullet. No. This was about love. This has nothing to do with Democrats practically calling for the murder of Donald Trump and everybody else on our side. It has nothing to do with this.
Let me ask you tonight. Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
This is what kicking the shit out of fascism looks like.
Try to prevent the spread of the lawlessness and the fascist chaos that's been unleashed against us.
So when we say Donald Trump is a fascist, fascism, a huge component of fascism, is uniting racism, bigotry, a form of racist nationalism.
We are now living in a fascist dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. We are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country. We're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially...
Nah, it wasn't any of that. I mean, he might have written fascist on a bullet, but it was love. You know who nailed the pathology here? What is actually going on? And Montel Williams is a key part of it. Is former FBI supervisory agent James Gagliano on Fox News. Listen to this. I'm going to play this 3 or 4 times. I mean, it's so deep.
What is the assassination culture? It starts with a grievance. And these people, you're looking at them on the screen right now, they're grievance collectors, like Luigi Mangione was, the kid that tried to kill President Trump in Butler, the man that shot up a church in Minneapolis in August, and now the political assassin that took Charlie Kirk. You take that grievance, you apply a strict, intractable ideology, which they clearly have, and then you add moral absolutism to it, where you think that I am so morally superior to you, I can take your life because you're an existential threat to me.
Yep, that's it. Grievance culture. Another FBI profiler yesterday on Fox News called them wound collectors. Collect enough wounds. Collect enough grievances, and as Montel Williams explained, you can do anything, especially if you're in love. And you write nice things after the murder. This is the left, y'all. This is who they really are. And you know what's great? They're showing everybody. They think they're winning when they say these things. One of my favorite things to do every year, Crash and I go to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, And they're bringing their 2025 winter tour to Bonscours Wellness Arena on Friday, December 12th. They've got two shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. This year's tour features brand new production of The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, plus a second set of fan favorites, including a 25th anniversary tribute to Beethoven's Last Night. And right now, first caller wins a free pair of tickets. 1-800-905-0989. And of course, you can buy your tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's two shows on December 12th through Bonscours Wellness Arena. So good luck, and we will give away another pair before the end of the show. Okay. Meanwhile, the left has shifted gears, but they were still trying yesterday with Jimmy Kimmel to paint Tyler Robinson as MAGA, as yet another one of us. They do this every time. It's always a lie. It's always them doing these shootings. But he gave it his best try yesterday. Here's what that sounded like. This is the comedian Jimmy Kimmel.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Oh, he's one of us. Yeah, we're all transgender furries now. Who hate Donald Trump and love Joe Biden. No, wait, that's them. That's them. Well, that's not working, and that's kind of the last of that. So now they've switched to this is a beautiful love story. He had to kill him because, you know, he was protecting his partner. Texter writes, hey, Tara, where are the loving texts between Charlie Kirk and his wife? Oh, yeah, he can't write those anymore. Now, the texter writes in exeds on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989, and exactly how did Charlie significantly hurt Tyler and his lover? Despite Kirk's opinions, he did not prevent them from living together. Now, the texter writes, fascists kill those that oppose them. Demons are genderless and confuse the ones they possess. Nice couple. Ouch. Just reading the text line. Texter writes, the Lord giveth, the Democrats taketh away. Another texter writes, Tara, so killing for the sake of your emotions because of love is okay? Nope, it's still murder. Another texter writes, defending Charlie Kirk shooter doing this out of love is the same as defending mothers who drown their children to protect them from the devil. Wow, some fire on the text line this morning. Texter writes, it's going to be very interesting to see if Tyler Robinson's lover reciprocates enough to show up in court and support him. Another texter writes, fine Montel, his Fifi got hurt by politics, politically motivated. Another texter writes, let's see, both sides want us to focus on the transgender aspect only and pay no attention to the other questions surrounding this professional hit. Yeah, and we've run through a lot of that. It's clear there were a lot of people sort of on the fringe vicinity of this who knew this was coming. And the FBI has at least seven of them under investigation. Another very strange thing is this pedophile, this 71-year-old pervert freak, you know, the one that originally claimed he was the shooter and we saw them dragging him off. You know, they asked for his phone. Obviously, they want to see if he has any connection because he just was, his immediate reaction almost seemed like he knew this hit was coming. It was freaky. So they go through his phone. It's loaded with kiddie porn. You surprised? What was he doing there on a college case? 71. And folks, if you see a shooting like, if shooting like that went down in front of you, there would be a few moments of shock just to mentally process that, right? It's like he knew it was coming. I'm not saying he did. I'm saying it's like he did. Had the presence of mind immediately to try to protect the shooter. And he said, I want to be a martyr for the shooter. Well, how did he know there was one shooter? How did he know that? And he talks about he shot him dead. How did he know that too, that it wasn't a mass shooting? And to have the presence of mind to do that right away? I don't know, maybe it's possible you could react that quickly. I mean, I guess there's a range of human emotions, but the whole thing stinks to high heaven. Anyway, they were going through his phone and found all the kiddie porn, because of course they did. And he's now being brought up on those charges. Folks, there's a very close nexus between the transgender movement, not the transgender rights movement, the transgender movement online, and pedophilia. I just think it's interesting the guy who showed up to take the blame for the shooting was a pedophile. Maybe it's just a coincidence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.